Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me. And I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know how I love nuance. We love to bring nuance to different conversations and different topics here on Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive in to the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actual change in our lives. Because we can talk about all of this in theory, but how do we take my story, other people's stories, lessons from the universe, lessons from educational resources, and how do we transcend it into something that's tangible and accessible for everybody? And the nuance that we were bringing into this conversation today is so special because I love talking about identities. I think it's a really powerful topic because it's something that is universal as humans. We all experience, you know, this feeling of labeling and just like fitting into different like communities and just like this curiosity of like, who am I? Who are we? How can I define myself? And with that conversation comes so much beautiful nuance. And I'm so excited to bring our guest on today because this person is, first of all, beautiful, stunning, just has this energy that I feel like you all will deeply fall in love with. Teo Marcella is an incredible model, artist, creative, and today we're going to be talking about gender expression, and we're going to be talking about queer identity, and we're going to be talking about all these things that Teo honestly has a lot to say on in a way that I feel like I can't really bring to the table, so I want to bring somebody on who I deeply trust to talk about this topic in such beautiful nuance, somebody who's just like been through deep self-exploration, and it's been amazing to see Teo grow into the amazing person that they are, and I'm just so excited for you guys to fall in love with Teo, as I have in the past. I'm so excited. Welcome to the mic. Welcome to Skinny Dipping Teo. We are in Spotify studio today. Please come to the mic. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. I feel like this has been such a long time coming. We really have been talking about this for a minute, and finally the schedule's aligned.
Yes.
The stars aligned.
The city's aligned. We're always just like bouncing all over the globe. And it's like,
are you in LA right now? No. Are you
am I in New York right now?
Maybe.
No. Like, yes. And to have you on today is so special. And actually just like talking about identity straight off the bat, can you just like give this, I never ask people this, but
sure,
can you actually like introduce yourself for us? I just feel like that is like the hardest thing to do because
it is.
The point of this conversation is that we can exist in multitudes.
Yes.
And that we are just like multidimensional, multifaceted beings, and to fit ourselves in a box is almost silly.
it does feel that way. And I feel like describing myself is always something that, you know, I have a hard time just putting into a sentence, this is who I am. But okay, let's give it a go.
I think that's why I want you to say that though, because it's okay if it's not exactly what people would think.
Right.
You know, that's almost why I want to give you this challenge, because I think it'll open up the conversation into your journey.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hi, I'm Teo. I am a human being.
Yes.
I am a human being, and I feel that I am so much more than a gender and so much more than my physical being, my presentation outwards.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion, of course. But if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a language. And the amazing part about this is you can learn the language from home so that when you go travel and immerse yourself in their country, you have a base to work with. I swear to God, speaking the language when you are in another country makes your experience so much better. And the best way to learn is with Babbel. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors, waste hours on apps that don't really work, because Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real-life situations, so you really feel like you have conversation-based teaching. And I wanted to give you guys a very, very special limited time deal for Skinny Dipping listeners. Right now, you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/skinnydipping. It's also going to be linked below. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/skinnydipping, spelled babbel.com/skinnydipping. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I really just feel like like a soul.
Yeah.
I mean, we all are, but I just feel like I want that to be how people know me.
Yeah, no, I literally love that, and I love that you went that route, because I knew you were gonna do that. That's why I wanted to give you the prompt. I knew you were gonna be like, I'm this age and this is about me. Like, I knew you were gonna be like, I don't know, I'm everything and nothing,
right.
And like,
and
isn't that the beauty?
Yes, that's really it. I feel like everything and nothing. It's like, are you a girl? Well, yeah. Are you a boy? Well, yeah, a little bit. Are you, like, kind of neither? Yeah, totally.
Wait. So what has your experience been like navigating that self-expression and just, like, coming into who you are as a soul in this Teo human body avatar? Like,
right.
How did queer identity, gender identity, how did it start and where is it now?
Right.
Give people the tea.
Years of discovery here. Let's unpack it.
That, yes, of course. Like, we can't take years and truly, like, explain it all. But I just think that you have so much wisdom because you have been on this journey for a fucking minute.
A fucking minute.
And it's been a big part of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God, guys, I am so excited for Podcast Camp, and I just wanted to take a second to come on and shout out the current members. I think there's only like 6 or 7 more spots, but I'm so excited for everyone that has joined this first round of Podcast Camp. Emily and her podcast, Into Your Soul, Lexi and The Secrets in Nature, Charlotte, Talia, Kendall, Gabrielle and The Metamorphosis, Dominique and Laura Flo, Sydney, You Are the Healer, her podcast. Lizzie, I'm so excited to have you a part of it. Lauren, Cam, Julia, who has Smart and Hot NYC, and Alexis, who does Divine by Design. Guys, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to just give you all the information that I have. I want to empower you to do what I do, because I believe that so many of you can be doing exactly what I'm doing, and I want that for you. So if you want to be part of Podcast Camp, the info is going to be below. I love you guys so much, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button, because it helps me out genuinely so much, and yeah, it just really does help me out. So I love you guys. Okay, bye.
Okay, I mean, I think I had a little bit of a head start, because I knew from very early on in my life that I was queer in some way. Like, I recognized that, oh, girls are really pretty too. And I think that was like the beginning of it. It's like, oh, I don't just like boys, I like girls too. In a very like young, queer-minded, baby gay kind of way. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is something. And it didn't really click for me in the earliest stages that that wasn't something that everyone was experiencing. Mm. So I think that was good in a way, because I didn't develop like a lot of shame surrounding that queerness.
Okay, just, you're like, this is just what it is. It's kind of like matter of fact.
Right.
You're just like,
right.
I think this is just they are all cuties.
Right. I was like, this is just a thing about me, and that is what it is, and that's cool. Okay. And then I think moving through my teenage years, I started to kind of grasp that as people were, you know, getting into relationships and people were flirting and everyone's kind of stepping into that, I felt like that shame start to creep in a little bit.
Were you feeling like you were having a different experience than everybody else? Is that why, like, the shame was coming in, or what did that shame look like?
So I think it was just, like, seeing people all step into these heterosexual relationships and talk about boys and only talk about boys, that I was like, wait, everyone's only talking about boys. What the heck?
Yeah, you're like, wait.
I was like, what the fuck is going on, guys?
Not everyone feels this way.
Right.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, but girls too, right?
And like, obviously.
When people were like, huh? I was like, oh, wait, okay, am I doing something wrong here? So I feel like I continued to acknowledge this about myself, but I also took a step back and kind of kept it more for myself. This is a piece of myself that was for myself. And I think a lot of queer people experience this. And, you know, that's all of us sitting in the closet if we choose to do that. And I think with time, I started to, I worked through some of that shame and was like, no, but this is a part of myself. And I think this is a part of myself that I should share with people, because I want people to see who I am completely. And
I love that. So the motivation was like, I want to be all versions, all yes. capacities of myself.
Yes.
So to do that, I need to also sometimes express it outward, not just have it be kind of like
right.
for myself
yeah.
only.
Yeah.
What is the tangible steps that you feel like you took in the beginning to like begin to work through that shame and begin to break, you know, the norms or the fear or whatever was coming up for you? Like, did you do it alone? Were you in therapy? Like, was this just a lot of like self-realization, self-reflection? Was it in journaling? Like, where did you find yourself like coming to this place of physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually and energetically like releasing the shame?
I think this is a huge thing on why representation matters so much. Mm. I think seeing queer people in shows, in movies, hearing queer stories was such a big step, and being like, I love this person for who they are outwardly. I want people to love me like that too.
Yes, I love that. And being inspired by other people and
Absolutely.
Their stories, and then also just feeling not alone. I feel
right.
like that's what comes with that as well. You're
yeah.
like, oh, I feel connected to this person, their story, like I don't feel so alone in this feeling, because
right, exactly.
if we don't talk about it, shame like thrives on secrecy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And community is so important. It's so important. It's
it
everything.
Really is.
It's everything.
Like, it is. Connection's everything.
It really is. And I think that process of stepping into yourself and stepping into self-acceptance really can't be done alone.
Was there anyone in particular whose, like, story or whose inspiration really stuck out to you at the time?
Let me think.
I know, it was such a long time ago, so it's,
right.
like, pulling into the little memory bank. We were just talking right. about how, like,
childhood memories,
we both
are...
don't have many memories.
Yeah.
Just, they're gone in the
yeah.
past.
I think that Halsey was a big one for me in my
okay.
teenage years. Yeah, I remember she had that music video, I think it was Ghost.
Okay, yeah.
And she kissed a girl in that video. Her love interest in that music video was a girl.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is it.
And it wasn't even necessarily, like, a coming out thing. It was just normal, right?
It was just normal.
Okay.
She didn't make it feel like it was a thing. It was just, this is her.
Yeah.
And this is how she's going to present herself. And I thought that was so incredible. And it was so liberating for me to see that. Also, there was the layered identity of her being mixed as well, and like I really
yeah.
identified with her in that way, and I was like, we already had that level of, okay, we're like in this way, I see myself in you. So seeing that as well, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I
thank
love
you.
That.
Thank you.
And going back to what you said about her being mixed, I feel like I see in my friends who have very, like, intersectional identities,
yes.
it's kind of like this snowball effect,
oh my
right?
God, absolutely. One discovery just leads to another that leads to another that leads to another.
Okay, so get into that part.
Yes,
what is this?
Yeah.
We're getting into this snowball
right.
effect.
Okay,
she's fallen
yes.
right into place.
Absolutely.
Exactly divinely as it was meant to, you know what I mean?
Right. So, again, representation matters. I started seeing myself in other people and being like, okay, I want to start slowly, tentatively sharing this with myself, so or sharing this with others. So I feel like slowly telling my friends about my bisexuality, and then eventually telling like select members of my family, which then led to telling my mom, which then led to like telling the internet. And like, that was the big one, was just like, all right, here it is.
Yeah.
And getting such an outpouring of love and support through that process. And I understand that this is not something that everyone in the queer community gets. So I really am, oh my God, I don't want to get emotional about it, but I really am so truly grateful for the love that I received in that. And I feel like that just powered me through to keep going and to keep wanting to share everyone my experience and stepping into who I am.
Yes,
today.
Who you are. Yes. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. And I love that you're getting emotional, because like, this is your fucking story. Like, this is a part of you becoming most you, which I think that is the most beautiful expression. I think that is the most magnetic energy, when someone is living at the frequency of their authentic self.
Yeah.
Like, when you are truly being you, you are the most magnetic version of you. And I feel like 100%. That's shown since like, especially coming out on the internet and all of that. And then and then also like the magnetism you've created in your work through that, I think it mirrors each other. Like, you're living in the frequency of you, the way that you want to express yourself.
Absolutely.
And the way that you want to be, truly just being all aspects of yourself. And in that, it attracts the exact opportunities that you need. And I feel like you've gained so much success through that energetic, like, opening and expansion.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been so cool to see.
Thank you.
You're fucking killing
right
it.
Right back at you.
You're killing it.
I'm very proud of both of us today.
Me too.
Very, very proud
I'm
of us.
I'm so happy to be here. Okay. Continue on the journey.
Right. Yes. So the whole coming out process. But the thing is, the coming out process never really ends, because, again, one discovery leads to another. I came out as bisexual initially, and I was like, okay, this feels good. And then the thing with labels for me is, what I've experienced is, you come out as one thing and more questions start bubbling up. And then it's like, oh, this label that once felt safe and secure now feels a little restrictive. So it's like, okay, what else do I need to look at here? And for me, one of the big things that happened when I felt finally secure in my sexuality was the big gender question.
Okay, so it's like, of course, the moment that you feel like secure in one area,
Absolutely. It's
like, boop, here
like,
comes
surprise!
another little question.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah. And for me, I think I kind of saw that come out, like, initially with everyone on TikTok, like, starting to update their pronouns. And I was like, wait. I think this was like initially me. Oh, I bumped the mic.
You're okay.
I think this was initially me just even like really understanding pronouns. That was not something that was
taught when we were growing up.
Yeah,
like, it's definitely something that now we know about. Because it's spoken about.
Right.
And that's why representation is important. And that's why us talking about this right now is important. Like, all of that contributes to people.
Yeah.
Really embracing who they actually are.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not about trying on all these things. It's about becoming who you actually are.
Who you actually are.
And who you were meant to become. And
fully
who you've always
embodying,
been.
Embodying, everything that you are supposed to be.
Everybody that knows me and loves me in my life knows that I shop for softness and I shop for quality. My favorite textures are in cashmere and in silk. And I love luxury. But that doesn't mean that I can always afford it, until I discovered Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I am absolutely obsessed. I have not found another brand like Quince. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach for you and for me. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part? All of Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. It's actually the best deal ever. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we absolutely love. So they basically cut out the middleman so that we get to have these types of savings, but still we have ethically produced clothing. It's literally the best of both worlds. It's what you've been looking for. I'm absolutely obsessed with their boyfriend cardigan sweater in cashmere. I literally wear it absolutely every single day. Give yourself the luxury that you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. It's also going to be linked in the description below to make it super easy for you guys. Again, that's Keens.com/skinnydipping. Go check it out because you deserve to live in luxury, baby, to manifest your dream self.
Fuck nicotine. That's right, I said it, and join the fuck nicotine movement with me because it's just genuinely not good for you. That's my reasoning. And I actually reached out to this sponsor because I am obsessed with them and now we're working together and I am in love with Ripple and their products. So Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser so you can puff on with plant-based ingredients, an organic base, natural aromas, and a non-addictive formula. My favorite that I'm loving right now that I have in my car right now is the Dream, which is lavender, valerian, jojoba seed, and this just helps me with stress relief and relaxation. I just love lavender. It's so amazing to like ignite all my senses and it's just very satisfying. And I got you guys a little discount code. So you can get 15% off your order anytime with the code all caps skinny dipping. It's going to be linked below, but check out Ripple and go get 15% off your order with the code all caps skinny dipping.
Absolutely. And I think the TikTok community has been so helpful in that. Again, community is everything, us being there to support each other through each of these little discoveries and steps into ourselves. And I think, yep, after I came out as bisexual, I started being like, oh, there's a little something more here. And I had been thinking about changing my pronouns because after I learned that was a thing, I was like, oh, that feels right.
And what does that rightness feel like?
It just feels like alignment. It's
total alignment. Like you see like, it and it kind of like lights you up.
It's a light bulb. Like, oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I just got chills. Wait. Yes. I'm getting crazy chills right now. It's like that aha moment.
It is an aha moment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I had been hesitant, but I worked on this pilot, which unfortunately never went. But the woman who was playing my mom on that show, they used she, they pronouns. Mm-hmm. And that to me was like, oh my God. I was like, you're doing what I do. Again, it's mm-hmm. seeing that representation, seeing, okay, here you are, this successful actor. You're doing what I want to do. And you're also identifying in the way that I want to identify. And that created a safe environment to step into that.
Wow, I'm getting so many chills right now because, like, even if, like, that pilot didn't go, it's, like, how divinely placed was that you were right. meant to meet them and mm-hmm. you were meant to have that connection so that you could see, like, oh, this is possible, like, for me to really just, like, fucking be myself.
Right.
Thank God.
Parisa, thank you so much. You started me on this little journey, and I'm so grateful to you.
Hey, that's so special.
Yeah. It was really nice because we, you know, of course, had been developing this bond because I was supposed to play their daughter, and, like, I really looked up to them throughout that process, and learning this about them, I was, like, it really did feel like having, like, that family figure to look up to, that role model that made me feel safe stepping into myself.
Wow, that's amazing.
It really was.
And it's so cool that you get to be that also for other people.
And yeah, so great that I get to be that for other people. Absolutely. And I feel like as I've moved through my gender questions, my gender experiences, what I've kind of settled at now is I kind of feel like everything and nothing. And I am really just like a soul living in this body, and I like the body the way that it is, and I'm fine with that. But do I fully identify as just being a woman? No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. And I am socialized as one, and for that, I identify with women's experiences so much.
Yes. Okay, can you explain what you mean by socialized?
Right. So, because I'm very femme-presenting and in a female body, people perceive me initially as a woman. I grew up mm-hmm. as a girl. And so, of course, I'm going to get all of those experiences existing in that space as I did for most of my life.
Okay, so we were talking about the socialization yep. and your experience, like, being raised as a woman, but mm-hmm. then diving into questioning it all.
Yeah.
And the snowball effect of one identity to another and just like being like, wait, who am I? Yep. And you were saying that you feel like everything and nothing. Yes. So where does that come? So I think we were talking about this earlier and the nuances of identities, where the benefit, well, what do you say the benefits are of people having these identities and really identifying with them, like really making it like who they are and who they feel they are?
I mean, the benefit is happiness. I think I feel like with each step I've loved myself a little bit more, and that is such a priceless feeling. Moving through, being brave and moving through these moments of confusion, of frustration, of feeling like you're not fitting in the box that you just put yourself in, and just stepping out and choosing to break free over and over again. That right there is like ecstasy.
Like, literally. Like freedom.
Freedom.
And that's crazy that it's like you would put yourself in a new box, like a new label, a new identity, but then you're like, but now I've expanded past this. This doesn't fit anymore. Yeah. This doesn't mean who I am. Mm-hmm. And then you break free from that.
Yeah.
And then where are you at now, though?
Labels are just, like I said, I think labels are safety and security for some people. And for me, I feel like I've gone through so many labels, and each one at some point feels restrictive. And I just want to be. Yeah. Like, I love people for who they are, not what they are. And I love myself for who I am, not what I am. Mm. And that is the best feeling for me. And
it's really magic.
It's magic. It's magic. It's just like really just stripping things down to like the soul level, and just like, here I am, here you are. And like,
this is real.
I love
this
you.
Is me.
Yeah.
This is real. This is me.
Yeah.
No, but for real. And we were also talking about the benefits of labels and identities.
Yes.
The community aspect of it is so important.
Right.
To feel like you're a part of something, to feel like you're not alone. Can you dive into the importance of that, or like
100%.
In your life? And how do people find community as they begin to explore who they truly feel like they are?
Right.
Because I feel like people are like, wait, now I feel this, and then I feel alone, and I have people online, which like online is a great community.
Online is a great community.
Which we love, but also human connection is so amazing and in real life. So more so for people being like, wait, where do I make friends in my community, like in real life?
Right. I think taking the friends that you have online, being like, who's in my city?
Yeah.
That for me was a huge step. Being brave enough to just be like, okay, I see you don't live that far from me. Do you want to be friends?
Yeah.
Do you want to get coffee? Do you want to go
I've met
thrift?
So many friends online.
Absolutely.
Like some of my best friends that I've met to this day, I met through TikTok.
Right.
I'm like, wait, that's crazy.
Most of my close friends are through TikTok. And I'm so grateful that one of us was brave enough to just be like, I fuck with you. You want to hang out? You want to spend some? And it's like, that's such a wonderful resource that we have now, TikTok, this ability to make friends with people that we may have never crossed paths with.
Totally.
But I think absolutely taking advantage of that and finding people near you that you may connect with that may be able to help support you through this journey is so essential. And then I think on top of that, those people will bring in other people. Like they'll take you to, say they take you to a queer event, and then you meet five more people there that are going through the same thing as you, and you're like, and also just I think going to these queer spaces and seeing all these queer people, because I think when I initially came out, it was right before the pandemic hit, and
so isolation.
It was just absolutely just me in my room. I was like,
and
okay,
in my thoughts,
I'm here, I'm queer, which is probably why I've just gone on this snowball of discoveries about myself. But like, it was like very much that like, okay, I'm here, I'm queer. Oh, I'm in my room, and feeling like I didn't get to like fully jump out into that queer world until we made it through the pandemic, and then finally seeing all these beautiful, queer, amazing people who have stepped into themselves, and that just collective energy, like going to Pride was
Oh my gosh.
Magic.
So cool.
Magic.
So cool.
Feeling so aligned with who I am and seeing all these other people feel that way too. And then people supporting us and being like, I'm with you. Like, gotta love allies. Gotta love allies.
Wait, like, literally, that sounds, I have to go.
You have to.
I have to go. I've never been.
It is such a magical experience. The energy.
The celebratory energy. Yes. And yes. I think that is, like, really the key in unlocking, like, this bravery and this confidence is in the celebration of who you 100%. Are. It's not just being, like, who am I? I need to figure out who I am. It's mm-hmm. more so, how can I celebrate exactly who I am right now? How can I celebrate and meet myself exactly where I'm at right now? Knowing that is, like, ever evolving also. Like, we're all ever evolving.
Always.
Wait, that's magic. I love Pride because it is, like, that celebration.
Mm-hmm. That
as it should be every single day. Like,
yes.
Like, within ourselves. You keep talking about bravery, too.
Yeah. I think self-exploration is an act of courage.
Yes. It's like the deepest form of bravery.
Yeah.
It's the most raw, honest, authentic form of bravery.
To take a real hard look at yourself and be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
That is a scary thing to do.
And then figuring out who you are and then realizing you're so much more than that.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like, that's also, like going into that box.
Yeah.
Breaking out, going into like a bigger box that maybe fits better, maybe a circle, maybe it's not a box.
Yeah.
And then being like, wait, I want to break out of the shapes altogether and
but
just exist.
That's such a beautiful thing because that's growth. You're growing out of each of these boxes.
Oh my gosh. Wait. So what would you say to younger you or somebody who is in the midst of the snowball of self-exploration? Like, what would the advice be? What would the tangible advice be for them? Because people are out there just feeling like definitely confused, lost, alone. Like, that is like, of course, we're talking about the joy and the beauty mm-hmm. of stepping into who you are.
Right.
And also not but it's and because it's both and
mm-hmm.
there's also just like a lot of struggle and
a lot of hardship.
Grief. It's grieving old versions of yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, also just like family, friends, like just like the way that we position ourselves in the world like begins to shift, and like with that comes the grieving of that, and there's a lot of hardships around this
Absolutely.
experience, like a lot
self-discovery, and also having to externalize your self-discovery coming out to people. It creates a difficult environment.
Let's talk about coming out.
Oh, yes.
Perfect segue.
Actually,
because you were like, I want to talk about this. I always ask my guests, I'm like, wait, what do you want to talk about? Like, what do you feel passionate about? Because mm-hmm. that's always the best path to go down, because that's how we create what we're creating right now, like little pieces of magic.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. So if you're like me, you tend to set really big goals for the coming new year. And, you know, now we're into later January and it's kind of like the most simple changes are the ones that are most impactful. That's what I've personally realized. So that's why I love OneSkin. Take OneSkin's two-step approach for healthier skin. Okay. Their products are the best. I'm obsessed with OneSkin. It's the only thing that I really like to use for my skincare, mostly because it's so simple, so clean, and it's scientifically backed. So they use this peptide called OS1 that targets lines and wrinkles, and it just makes your skin look so much healthier, more radiant, more just like that beautiful bouncy feeling is what I really love that I get from it. It's just so beautifully hydrated, and they have products for all over the body as well as travel size products. So OneSkin doesn't only promise healthier skin, they actually prove it. And I am personally all in. So for a limited time, our listeners are going to get 15% off OneSkin products. I don't know for how long, so do it now because I'm literally obsessed. Using the code SKINNYDIPPING. When you check out at oneskin.co, it's also going to be linked below. So start off 2024. Right, and give your skin the scientifically proven love that it truly deserves with OneSkin and the code SKINNYDIPPING for 15% off.
And you were saying you wanted to talk about like coming out and Billie Eilish.
Right, yes. I think coming out is such a strange process. And again, it is such a liberating feeling. I'm 100% gonna agree that like when I came out, I felt liberated. Mm-hmm. I did. But I think it's not a universal experience for everyone. For some people, coming out is really fucking hard and really scary, and they don't always get the same support that I was fortunate enough to get. Mm-hmm. And I think coming back to Billie Eilish, we don't know these people's personal lives. Mm. These Kit Connor as well, these young celebrities that have been outed, I think it's so, so unfair to them and honestly kind of disgusting to do. Like these young people, we don't know if they have a grandmother that is homophobic. We don't know what their family situation is like, what their friends are like. We don't know. And by collectively being like, oh, you're doing this queer thing, you're doing this queer thing, you're queer baiting, and forcing them to come out without knowing their situation is just, it's, I think it's completely unfair. And I think it's something that we collectively need to stop.
Yeah. Doing. No, totally. And like assuming things.
Assuming
what is,
things.
What is this like right. assumption?
Absolutely.
It kind of like counteracts, I feel like, the initial goal, which is to create more inclusivity and more right. empowerment. Yeah. It goes against it because it doesn't let people
live. You can't rush someone else's timeline. You can't you can't do that. This is a matter of self-discovery and self-acceptance. If they're not there, no one in the world should force them to be there. And I think also coming back to what I was saying about queer baiting, like this is such a topic that I feel.
Tell us how you feel. Tell us how you
Let
feel.
Let me tell you how I feel. Everyone who's like, oh, okay, let's bring it back to Kit Connor. Everyone's like, oh, he plays this bisexual character on this show. He shouldn't get to do that if he's straight. And it's like, he's queer baiting. He's queer baiting. It's like the reality of the number of people who are probably queer baiting is so, so fucking small.
Yeah.
Because who wants to pretend to be queer when it creates such hardship that puts you in a marginalized group?
So true.
Who is voluntarily being like, yeah, let me stick myself in this marginalized group and face all this homophobia or transphobia or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. And the fact that the internet has just been like,
and like forcing people to like explain themselves.
Right.
Like, that's also just like a whole nother topic about like celebrities like owing people something. Right. I'm always just like, wait,
celebrities
I'm sorry.
Owe you nothing.
I really don't think they owe anybody anything. Right. Like, especially if they're an artist, like an actor or a musician. I'm like, I see them as creatives. Yeah. That's their job.
Right.
Their job isn't.
That's their job.
That's their job.
Yeah.
Just like my job is here. So, you know, and your job is to be a model. Yeah. Like, those are our jobs.
Right.
That's how we make money. That's how we exist in the world. Like, it's like, it's crazy that people like, assumptions and then forcing people. It's just like so unnecessary and aggressive, and it's just like,
absolutely,
let people fucking live.
Just let people fucking live.
And you're so right, like the percentage is pretty small, because why would somebody want to submit themselves to homophobia, transphobia, like all
being
that bullshit?
Queer is not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, I know that we're seeing a lot of people come out right now, and that's an amazing thing, but it's not because they're like, oh, this is cool, this is trendy, let me hop on. And nobody's like, doing that.
I know, the fact that old people like think that people are just doing it because like it's trendy is like fucking ridiculous.
It's so
because
insane
it's that
to me.
Because that one point defeats that entire assumption, because it's like, why would someone submit themselves to literal like abuse? And then in other circumstances, like Billie Eilish was like, I thought everyone knew.
Right.
That's what Billie Eilish said. Yeah. She was like, I was
like, wasn't it obvious?
Wasn't it obvious?
Which,
like,
I mean,
thought everyone knew.
If we're being real.
Like, it was obvious. It was so obvious. That's why when she said that, I was like, duh.
Right.
Like, I was like, not even like caught off guard. I was
of
like,
course.
It was obvious.
Yeah. 100%. And I don't think people should be called to come out if they don't feel ready for it, if they don't feel like they need to.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many varying degrees of bisexuality. If someone is,
there's also the,
like,
yes, exactly.
If someone's like, I have liked one woman because I thought like maybe I could kind of want to kiss her.
Like, yeah.
But like, I wasn't like 100% sure. Should they be forced to come out? No. No.
Right?
Yeah.
And,
like,
and it is just so individual to each person.
It is.
Like,
it is.
How they feel.
Yeah.
Because you can't put that, you can't put how you feel in a box, honestly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you just can't. What has been the process of deep self-acceptance that you literally just are this multidimensional human being?
Wait, repeat that.
Me, I'm like the most like intense question ever. In the beginning, I asked you, who are you?
Yes.
And Teo said, I am a human being. But also a soul.
Yes.
Like, what has been the process of accepting that you are ever evolving, that you are exactly who you are, that, do you know what I mean? Like, what has been that process? Because now you have a partner.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's a man.
He is a man. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to talk about that, that was such a crazy process for me.
I was wondering, yeah.
I was at a place in one of my very comfy boxes that no longer became comfy.
Okay, wait. I just want to say something really quick. Yes. Because I just, from like a neuroscientist perspective, mm-hmm. we love labels and identities because they create the illusion of security and mm-hmm. stability and like, when, you know, somebody, you know, may grow up in like a chaotic home or like any sort of mm-hmm. like chaos, it doesn't even have to be in their home or like it doesn't even have to be like huge traumas, like small t trauma. Everyone experiences some degree of like rejection of who they are growing up. And because of that, like, we love identities and labels mm-hmm. because they make us feel, one, like we can understand ourselves, and then two, we hope to feel understood by somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just so a part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's also that's the nuance of that, is giving ourselves so much grace in that process of being like, instead of being like, oh shit, like, no, I need to like begin to just embrace that I'm all these things. It's like, no, maybe give yourself grace that of course you're going to put yourself in all these boxes because that's what the brain does to feel safe.
Right.
That's literally our programming. Mm-hmm. It's literally our DNA to like, be like, okay, I'm going to think of myself as this. It's literally survival. So it's like so much grace in this process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But let's get into what you're about to say, because you put yourself in a little box and you're like, wait, this doesn't really make sense anymore. I love that you use the word restrictive, and I love, because it feels like, suffocating almost. You're just like, oh, I've expanded past this now. Mm-hmm. So talk about that a little bit.
Yep. I love that you used the word grace earlier, because I think that is so important, giving ourselves grace through this fluidity and this experience.
Fluidity. That's fluidity. Also such a good word.
Yes, such a good word. And that box that I was in just started feeling, it started feeling a little tight, a little small. When stepping into my queerness and loving the fact that I was finally able to date women, I was like, this is great. I'm never going back. Because I was so excited and so enamored with my queerness. And I think I got so caught up in that joy that once it kind of settled, once that honeymoon phase of queerness kind of settled down and I was able to take a look at myself, I was like, okay, there's still more to me here. There's still more to me here.
Wow, I love that. There's still more to me here. I feel like that's a question we're all always asking ourselves.
And I met my boyfriend, Sam, and he was just the sweetest boy.
Such a sweet.
Just the sweetest, most wonderful boy. And I felt that stirring of unexpected feelings.
Yes, butterflies.
Butterflies. And I was like, I genuinely didn't think I would ever feel that way towards a man. I was like, I'm settled. This isn't. And he just stirred it all up. And I think the first few months of our relationship, I was really honest with him. And I was like, I kept questioning, because this has been my nature over the last few years, just to keep questioning, keep digging deeper. I was like, I don't know if this is like compulsory heterosexuality. I was like, I don't know if I'm genuinely attracted to you or if I think I'm just supposed to be attracted to you. And that was like,
wow, how complex is that communication? But like, also how beautiful is that you have the eloquence to explain yourself, like, and to communicate that with people, because that type of self-awareness, like, I don't even know if I would be able to conceptualize that if I was going through a similar experience. Like, I'd be like, wait, what is going on? But you're like, I can actually conceptualize what is going on. I can explain it to you. So be wary of the seas, because who knows what's to come.
Exactly. And he was so patient through that process. He was like, regardless of how you feel about me, he was like, I just think you're an amazing fucking person. And
I love you guys together.
I love him. But just knowing that I had that sort of safety to explore that with him by my side was such a good feeling. Mm. And I think it really helped foster the relationship that we have today as I moved through that and really realized, okay, this isn't compet. This is someone that's really special to me. And I think I love this man.
Yeah.
I think I love this man.
And then were you like, at this point, going through all these journeys of discovering and rediscovering who you were meant to be, at this point, because you had done it so many times, were you just like, okay, now I'm at finally like a place of acceptance that I may never be able to like, quote unquote, maybe like figure it out, or that I just am like this expansive being and there's just not much explanation for that? Or were you like, fuck, now my box doesn't fit anymore?
Oh, I definitely had a fuck my box fit moment. Oh, okay. I totally did. Yeah.
And like after all the times.
I was okay. Like in full crisis, like going to my queer friends, like, what the fuck's going on with me? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't
and
know
now
what
do you
do.
Realize?
And now I'm in my bliss. I'm in my acceptance. Not of any box or of any label, but just in the fluidity of my existence and knowing that I am here now and this is where I am and I'm happy and I want to stay that way, regardless of what that looks like in the future.
Yeah. And it can ever evolve and change like at any point. Yeah. And like, I think that is just true evolution is literally acceptance. I think that's the way the world is headed. Like, I think people are just tired of the 3D box, the labels, the needing to be something. I think we're all moving into a space where we want to be unexplainable and ever expansive.
Yes.
Like, I just feel like that's what we're all craving, because we all realize that we are so multidimensional, multifaceted.
Right. Yes.
That no actual words that we create with our human language could actually ever encompass the magic that we are.
100%.
Like, ever.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So beautiful. What would be, like, the advice that you would give to somebody stepping into that space?
Give yourself so much grace.
Yeah.
Give yourself so much grace and so much space to explore and enjoy the journey. Like, each step is beautiful. Mm. You learn new things about yourself on each and every step and find new ways to love yourself. And I think it's just like buckling up and being along for the ride.
Yeah.
And
I love that.
Yeah.
And you really felt your feelings through each stage,
oh,
right? Like,
oh,
the grief, the loss. I know you're an emotional little bee for sure.
Pisces moon, Pisces rising. Oh yeah.
Sending help for Tao.
Yeah,
sure.
Please
send them help. Please.
Astrologers, help me.
Yeah. But no, I love that, because it is just major grace and being like, wow, I'll never maybe experience the set of emotions that I'm experiencing right now, regardless about how hard they feel. So it's kind of like each step is so potent.
So potent.
And there's no final result.
There's no final result. That's the thing. I think that is a huge part of the acceptance, is knowing like, okay, this is where I am now. Might not be where I am in a year, but that's okay.
Exactly.
I'm happy being me.
Yeah. And in this moment.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that. I'm getting so many chills, and I feel like people are going to be so inspired to just realize that they are expansive. Like, you are not one thing.
You are everything and nothing. And you can be whatever the fuck you want to be.
Yes. Wait, I love that. Tao, where can everyone find you and your brilliance? And because I know everyone's like probably fallen in love with you at this point. So.
Okay. I am on Instagram and TikTok at Tao Marcella. That's TEOMARCELLA.
It'll be linked below too.
Thank you very much.
Always.
And that's pretty much it for now. I'm too soft to be on too much of the internet.
It's for the best. It's for the best. Honestly, that place is scary sometimes.
It's scary.
That's why I love this space, like the podcast world. I'm like, the podcast world is homey. Only the besties exist in this space.
And not everyone's like, so inspiring. I love listening to you guys.
And you're so inspiring. And thank you so much for coming on. I'm so glad we finally made this happen. What's your last like wrap up? Like last sentence, last wrap up, last thing that you want to say? What do you really want people to understand or just see within themselves?
Okay. The world is your oyster and you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. And I love you and I want you to love yourself too.
I love it. No, I love it. Yay! Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinny dipping.